You know, I hate to have to say this, but the bottom line is right now we're broken. We're broken. We have an administration that has done nothing to heal us, nothing to bring us together. Wasn't that the promise? Weren't they supposed to bring us all together? Instead, they're continuing to use wedge issues, whether it be critical race theory or, you know, rich versus poor. I mean, whatever they can do, right? The socialism that they want to take us down, whatever they can use, whatever they can sort of gin up to try and pit one group of people against another, they are doing. And amid this backdrop, they're continuing to make it very, very painful for everyday Americans because we're getting mass inflation and there's no end in sight. And you know what? I get back to what this team is doing. And by the way, let me just say, Republicans are not saints in this either, because they're now willing to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Money we don't have. I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I'm Trish, and I'm concerned about this. I'm concerned about this because I know how much inflation we're currently seeing. You know, you look at home prices, for example. There was just a story on this in the Journal yesterday, and home prices, well, they're going way up 16.6% in the year that ended in May. And that was from 14.8% annual rate the prior month. Okay, that's the overall number. If you look at the median existing home price, it's up 23%. There's a new study out, meanwhile, that shows there was all this wealth growth during coronavirus. But guess what? It happened for the wealthiest people in society that had money invested in real estate, in the markets. But what's happening to everybody else? Everyday Americans are getting shortchanged in this. And it's because of a broken political system. Right now, we've got a government that can't get anything done, right? Other than spend money. They can't get anything done. Meanwhile, you got a Federal Reserve that apparently can get just too much done. The Federal Reserve, perhaps because they think, you know, Biden's not quite up to the task, is out there money printing. And just yesterday said they were going to continue buying up bonds. You know what this does? It keeps interest rates really low, which in theory should be good, right? But you know what that does? Causes home prices to go up. Causes the price of gasoline to go up. It costs more to buy food now. You look at the consumer price index up 5.4% in the latest month on an annualized basis. You think about diaper prices. This one gets me. I don't have kids in diapers, but a lot of people do. Up 14%. I mean, Americans can't afford this. It's not like their salaries are growing alongside these escalating costs. And we're broken because nobody cares enough to do anything about this. Nobody wants to feel the pain, right? Joe Biden knows if he just makes more and more promises and he gives out more and more things, more and more coronavirus stimulus checks, well, then maybe that's his way to effectively buy votes. But what does that mean for the country long term and overall, even in the near term? It means inflation. It means your savings will be diminished. It means you're not going to be able to live the same lifestyle 5 years from now that you're living now, because the cost of everything is going through the roof. In fact, 5 years is being generous. There's the CEO of Gristedes, which is a popular New York grocery store chain, saying he expects 11 to 14% of an increase in prices on grocery store shelves next year. Okay, what does that do to everyday Americans? It hurts them. It effectively acts as a tax, right? You can think of inflation as a tax on everyday Americans. By the way, the Biden team wants to tax too, right? So you start compounding all of this together, we've got real problems, not to mention what we're going to go through because of the threat of another shutdown and mask mandates, possibly vaccine mandates, certainly in some states, they're putting those into effect. Inflation is a problem. And just quickly, a word from one of our sponsors. As much as inflation is a problem, this is in part why I want to tell you about this company. Incredible company, GoodRanchers.com, which has just amazing, amazing food. we eat like dinner from them every night because they have wonderful steaks. They have wonderful chicken. It all comes prepackaged in individual size packets. So it's really easy, right? If you want to just put a couple steaks on the grill, if you want to marinate, I marinate chicken before I actually cook it. And this actually comes pre-marinated. So that saves a lot of time. And by the way, it's extremely economical, very, very economical. In fact, I think the average price of a meal is less than $3 and it's incredible quality. This is all grass-fed beef. It's all right here in the USA, all from this country. I didn't know 80% of grass-fed beef actually comes from overseas. I had no idea, but not the case with Good Ranchers. GoodRanchers.com. You know, if you go to GoodRanchers.com/Trish, I've worked out a special deal just for listeners of this program and viewers of this program, and you get a special deal. I encourage you to check it out. You can use code word Trish. You get free shipping, $20 off. And really and truly, it is wonderful, wonderful quality food. I do not think you'll be disappointed. Let me know what you think. You can leave a message here in the chat below if you're watching this on Rumble or on YouTube. But it is wonderful, and I think you'll like it very much. But back to what's actually happening. I mean, I really do think that all this out of control spending is taking its toll. And again, it's not like anybody really in Washington, D.C. is willing to stand up for the individuals that are affected by this, right? Everybody kind of has their hand out. They want more money. They think that this is going to win them more favor with their constituents. And so I see this as a two-party issue, right? You got Republicans willing to pass this $1 trillion spending plan. I'm sorry, but we don't have it. We just don't have it. I mean, they were talking about something much, much smaller. How did we wind up with a trillion? It's not okay because somebody's going to have to pay for this in the long run. Meanwhile, we've got a situation now where the Biden team couldn't manage to get enough people vaccinated. I suspect that part of this is because, again, the politics of it all. And do not forget, you had Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, Andrew Cuomo, all talking about how they wouldn't necessarily trust a Trump vaccine. Well, this is Trump's vaccine. I'm sorry. He's the one that actually gave the green light to the pharmaceutical companies and they came out with their vaccine. And this all happened while he was still president. And they were out there saying that. Well, how did that poison society? Right. People that didn't like Trump. I remember at the time talking to some liberals who were like, oh, no, I don't want to get the vaccine. If, you know, Donald Trump is president, I don't trust the vaccine. And now you've got people on the other side, conservatives now saying, well, I'm not sure I trust the vaccine. I mean, this is a broken system. We don't trust this because of our politicians. I mean, and by the way, can you blame people that they're so disgusted and fed up with the politicians that they believe will do anything for themselves, and they will, that they're left questioning all of this, not to mention you can't even get access to all the information that you might need access to, right? To be able to make an informed decision on getting the vaccine because you've got efforts to suppress information. And so then once again, people become less trusting. I mean, to me, sunlight is the best disinfectant. So if you want to know everything that you need to know about the vaccine, the good, the bad, the ugly, including the conspiracy stuff and whatever else, you ought to be able to read it, right? That's your choice to read it and therefore your choice as to whether or not to get the vaccine. I think it's a good thing to get. I've looked at the risks. I've looked at the scenario and have determined, you know what, this is good for me, but you may decide it's not good for you. So then what happens? Again, I believe in the power of the individual and an individual's right to make decisions on this. I mean, it's just like, you know, small business owners, right? They wanted to create, and they have created, once again, the CDC put in a mask mandate, and in places throughout the country, in some states, they're saying, okay, you got to mask up again. Well, if you're a business owner, shouldn't you be able to make that decision? And isn't it my decision as an individual whether or not to patronize you? Like, I don't have to go to your restaurant. I don't have to go to your shop. If I believe that people should wear masks, then I'm going to say, I don't want to be in there, right? If I believe people shouldn't wear masks and I'm annoyed because you've got masks, then again, my decision and the business owner's decision, right? That's allowing the marketplace to really work. And instead, we're now back to where we were. I mean, I call this sort of COVID 2.0. COVID 2.0 because little kids in school now are going to have to wear their masks again. That's if they're in school, right? I mean, you've got the teachers union saying, we're not going to go back to school until every child is vaccinated. We don't even have vaccines for kids under the age of 12. I mean, like, it's a non-starter, right? So what, are you going to have kids sit home in Chicago again on computers they don't have? I mean, this is so messed up, and it's because our system is broken. Our politicians have broken it, and Joe Biden has shown no leadership. Don't forget, he got elected because he was just sort of the nice guy, right? Like, he was going to fix it all because he wasn't going to create a lot of commotion, and he was just going to be nice, and everybody could be like more kumbaya and hold hands, and we'd all come together. That has not happened in any way, shape, or form. And when you listen to some of his rhetoric, along with other members of his team and other Democrats in Congress, what it tells you is they recognize the political value in division. And they recognize the political value of being able to suppress one side. And so ultimately, it's Americans that pay the price for that, right? Because things that should be done are not getting done. Meanwhile, things that shouldn't be done are being done. I think there's kind of a thirst for power among some politicians. And, you know, maybe it's just a flaw in human character, but for whatever reason, they seem to enjoy these draconian mandates. And I think, again, that there's no appreciation for what an individual might be going through. And that really is part of the problem. I mean, aside from just their blatant individualism themselves, right? They're all out for themselves. They want to get reelected. And they figure the best path to being reelected is to advance, you know, a whole bunch of nonsense that creates a whole bunch more division. And so consequently, you look at polls like Gallup had one out the other day, we are the most divided we've ever been. I mean, how can that be, really? Because I think society has made a ton of progress. Why are we trying to undo that? For political reasons. You think about parents right now throughout the country, and they're confronted with this critical race theory that's being advanced in public schools. There's some parents down in Palm Beach County that are pretty upset about that, including some people that were on the school board that said they're no longer going to be Democrats because they're so upset about it. But anyway, parents are saying, but wait a second, this is not a value system that I want to teach my kids, right? Because America is the land of opportunity. I think that's a value set that's really, really important to remember, regardless of who you are, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of your sex. You should know as a small child that you are capable of doing anything in this country if you put your mind to it, because we are what you call a meritocracy, or we were. I mean, they're getting away from that, right? Because they're trying to cement the outcomes of situations. As opposed to giving everybody equal access to opportunity, they want to actually ensure that everybody has an equal outcome. And you know, and I know that's impossible, right? There's a whole bunch of things, including just a little bit of luck, that goes into outcomes. And so the answer is, as a society, we need to be doing everything we can to provide equal access to opportunity. Now, how is it equal access to opportunity when kids in the inner city maybe aren't going back to school this fall because the teachers union is so powerful that it decides it's not appropriate because of the Delta variant for everybody to be back in school? And then you've got a bunch of kids who probably don't even have computers or printers at home who aren't actually going to school. That tells me you've really messed up, because you're not providing those children with equal access to opportunity. And that, by the way, is on the lawmaker's shoulders. That's on that community's shoulders, the mayor there in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, who seems to think that, you know, she's the only one that can get her hair done or did in the middle of coronavirus. Remember that one? Mayor Lori Lightfoot telling everybody you can't get your hair done. No hairdressers can even come to your house. And then when she was asked, well, then why are you getting your hair done? And she said, well, I'm the face of Chicago. I could say something, but I won't. But anyway, I mean, Lori Lightfoot, the face of Chicago, she gets to get her hair done, nobody else. I mean, this is the whole problem, I think, with liberalism. There's, again, no appreciation for others. I've said before, it's like they lack an empathy chip. They can't understand what somebody else might be going through. They want to make the rules for everybody else, but then the rules don't apply to them. I mean, Gavin Newsom, great example. Remember his really fancy schmancy lunch at French Laundry where it costs like $300 a plate? And, you know, he's issuing these mask mandates, but he doesn't have to wear a mask. And he's there at a crowded lunch at French Laundry. There's something missing. And we're so broken because these people are so in it for themselves and they're going to do whatever they want and whatever it takes to try and get elected again. Speaking of Gavin Newsom, I have a feeling Larry Elder is going to give him a run for his money, which is a good thing. Competition is a good thing. And you look at the statistics right now and clearly, you know, not everybody's on board with Gavin's policies. I mean, look at poor Senator Barbara Boxer. Right? 80 years old, assaulted and robbed in broad daylight, right around lunchtime in the streets of Oakland. And they want to defund the police? No. You need more police, not less police. You need more police. You need more family values. I mean, it's like crazy to have to say this, but there has been a move away. Don't forget. What BLM had on its website. You know, they don't value the nuclear family. Let me tell you, the nuclear family is kind of important, especially when you consider how difficult it is to raise children. One of the single biggest predictors of economic success later in life is coming from a two-parent household. I'm not saying everybody has to stay married. I mean, you don't want to be in a bad marriage, but simultaneously, shouldn't we start from the position that we ought to try, for the sake of family and children, to have two parents in a household? I mean, why would you try and fight against that in any way, shape, or form? We ought to have policies that basically encourage that. So you need family. You need police. Yes, you need schools. But when your schools are failing you, you need school choice. You need to be able to go somewhere else. This is why it's so important, again, allowing the individual to thrive here, allowing a little bit of free market capitalism into the government space. So if a parent wants their children believing that this is America, the land of opportunity, and you are responsible for your own success, if that's a value set they want their kids to have, and the public school's not teaching that because well, they're caught up in this social movement right now. Shouldn't that parent have the ability to send their child somewhere else, right? To a school that's maybe more aligned with their own value set. Nobody wants that to happen because, again, you have powerful teachers' unions in charge and you have politicians that are trying to cater to the teachers' unions in charge. And this is why I get back to my thesis here. We are broken and something has to change. I know they say the pendulum always swings, you know, one way and then the other. We need our pendulum to swing right here into the middle and people need to get some common sense. Okay, common sense. That's all we're asking for. Allowing people to have opportunities and access to opportunities. That's what's critical right now. I suspect the next couple weeks and months will be increasingly challenging. Because of the Delta variant, they're going to put in place a bunch of policies that will mean we will be further and further and further into debt. We will also see, as a result of these policies, increasing inflation. So I tell you this just to give you a heads up. I warned you last summer we would have mass inflation. I was right. I hate to say that. I'll tell you this. I usually am right. So mark my words. I mean, this is not a good scenario right now. And it is entirely preventable. But unfortunately, because we have some very selfish leaders in charge, it's going to be painful. Remember, live free or die. You can get all your live free or die merchandise on the Trish Regan store. And I will see you right back here tomorrow. Do make sure, if you haven't already, sign up for the channel, like the video, and go to trishintel.com, because that's where my newsletter is. And it's really important that we keep a direct connection here. So I'd love to have you sign up for the newsletter. Again, at trishintel.com. And let's keep this conversation going, because truth matters. I'll see you tomorrow.